Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron. That was Romy with Enjoy Your Life. And I'm delighted to say that I've got Monica in the studio to talk about the creative market. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
So have you started the job?
Well, yes, I've started the job, but officially my first market will be the November market. This one in October, I'll be overlapping with Deep, our lovely...
So, and the title is Market Coordinator. Is that the... Is that what we call you?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. The new market coordinator, the new creative market coordinator.
Okay.
And it'll be Deep, it'll be her last market, this one.
This Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, just showing me around, introducing me to everybody and saying goodbye herself. Mm. She's done an amazing job for the last 7 years, I think it's been.
Yeah.
So we will miss her. It's a big responsibility.
so you're actually really familiar with the market because you and Yanis have had the ocean inlay stall since probably the entire time, is it?
Yeah, it's been 17 years in Raglan, and we've been doing markets and festivals for like 20 years more or less now. Yeah.
So Yanis is going to have to do the stall by himself from now on.
Yeah, he has to, yeah. We'll be seeing each other, but in different roles, yeah.
Yes, yes, you'll be zipping past him while he's dealing with customers.
Telling him off if he's doing something wrong.
Excellent. So so what do we know about the stall this weekend? Have we got any new stall holders?
We got a couple of new stall holders. I know that there's a woman, for example, bringing wooden spoons. She's never been here.
Yeah.
Itai is back with his falafels.
With his falafels, that's good news.
Yeah, which has been missed. And we'll have more food. There's the empanada people there, Ace with his spring rolls.
Yeah.
It's a couple of other things happening that we still need to confirm. And the coffee cart is back.
It's back. Okay, really, I know it wasn't there. I mean, I actually don't drink coffee, but I'm very aware that for other people, this is a very urgent need to have coffee sometimes. So
It is. So yeah, those will be, we have quite a full market, not total capacity this October, so it's still time for people to register if they need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do they register these days? Because there's a new system, isn't it?
Yeah, there is a new system that we're trialing. It's an online system, so it still gets absolutely supervised and all of that, but people just book by themselves. And we've seen how that works because not everybody can do that.
Okay, so but if people go to the old school website, old school art center website,
they find their way. They can just go to the link to book a stall.
Yeah,
answer all the questions if they are new. There's an application form.
Yeah.
That we review and then we give the go ahead and then they can just go and book the stall on the
link. Okay, and you said it being quite full. I know that the Raglan Preview Arts Weekend exhibition is on at the moment, so that space will be taken up with that.
Yeah, so there'll be definitely less stalls there. We're still gonna try to accommodate a couple of people there in the exhibition room.
Squeeze them in.
Squeeze them in without bothering the exhibition. And so there'll be, some of those people that usually are there will be moved maybe to Eva's room, to the other inside room, or outdoors.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We didn't talk about the times. The time.
There's new times. New times for this summer season is 9 to 1.
Yeah.
Which I think, people need to get used to it. But I think it'll be all good because usually in Raglan people come earlier.
I've noticed that.
And that's why we've done this change because then, people go and do other things outdoors or go and do, go to the beach or other things. So buy one is done.
It's got that feeling. So yeah, you've gone with that. And for the stall holders, that means they've got to turn up quite early.
Yeah, just a little bit earlier than before. Yeah. Not majorly, not much more.
Is there a cut-off time at which point you don't want them still with their vans offloading and things like
that? Yeah, like by 8:45, everybody's out.
Okay.
So it's not dangerous for the customers and for everybody else actually.
It's tight maneuvering. Okay. So that's this weekend's market. Oh, no, there's something else. What's happening? The bike sale.
So, there's a once-off bike sale. So second-hand or anything. I mean, you might have a new bike in your garage that you don't need, you don't want. Mm. So everybody's invited to bring their wheels.
Yes.
Small, big, anything. And one of us at the market will be in charge of that, in charge of selling them. So yeah. All we need is people to bring their bikes, to put a sign, bring a sign with your phone number and your name, your details, so we can contact you.
Yeah.
And please, if you know, if people can contribute just a little koha, that'll be fantastic. And we're hoping that it will work.
Okay. See what happens. So bring your folks, bring your bikes down.
Yeah.
Any condition?
Well, hopefully in okay condition, working condition, working condition.
Okay.
Obviously, otherwise they're not gonna sell.
Yeah, they're for parts. I just took two bikes up to Extreme the other weekend, and they weren't really working condition.
Yeah, like working condition.
Yeah, I guess if it's got a flat tire, that's no biggie. But if the pedals don't work,
exactly. Yeah. Like reasonably working condition.
Okay, cool. All right, and now that you are the new coordinator, and you must have your own ideas for how you'd like to do things in the future, or I don't know if changes are required or what you think about that, but what are you looking forward to doing?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a bit like these times we're wondering what's going to happen, you know, from now on. The financial atmosphere is a little bit strange, or let's see what happens. So we really want to revitalize the market if we can, spark it, and bring people down, and also bring as many stallholders as we can. So I would love to extend an invitation here to all our locals here in Ragland, people that were there sometime and never came back or whatever, to return if they want this season, even if it's a once-off.
Yeah.
We have different options. There's fill-a-gap options. You know, there's cheaper stalls than just the full stall with a gazebo.
Okay.
And that would be, it'd be really, really lovely to have more people from town doing it. And, of course, it's open to anybody else in the Waikato, but or anywhere else, really. And also, I recently went to Ragland area. They had a market there, like an initiative in high school.
In the school?
In the school called Dragon's Den.
Oh, yes.
And it was lovely to see some of the ideas of students and the produce that they have made themselves, and all these, you know, entrepreneur ideas. Mm. Some of them were fantastic. And I just talked to the teachers there, and I told them to remind the students, and to actually reminding here in the radio to all the young people in our town, you know, when you don't have a job, you can make your job.
Mm.
Create your job. That's what Joe Rao was saying, no, in the school.
Yeah.
That was the idea. So, like, everybody's invited to come. We want young people to be part of the market. Much more, and there's like special prices for young people. It's much cheaper, affordable, you know, much more affordable, and they can work together, they can pair, they can even be a team and have a full stall, but be like whatever number of them, and like calm down.
Okay.
Calm down, youth. Bring us your, you know, your
creations.
And your humor, and
So it is a creative market. You can't just buy things from somewhere else and sell them.
No.
It's meant to
be. So there is a policy, and the policy is also in the website, so easy to understand. It's got to be 60% made by your creative input.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's expressed like that because there's many different ways to do that. But yeah, a 60% of the stall needs to be that. And then the other 40 can be other things. You can just like fill up with other stuff. And yes, you can sell even, you know, secondhand things or whatever. But 60% of the stall needs to be original work by the by the stallholder. Yeah.
All right. So, folks, we're talking to Monica, who's the new market coordinator, although you'll be working with Debs this Sunday. But remember, the times are from 9 to 1 from now on.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for coming in, Monica.